This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Aleichem. We're continuing in the weekly daf, a folio a week. Daf HaShavua, daf 77b. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Nishal and Nedarim Oime. The Halacha is you're allowed to be Shail on Nedarim standing. Yechidi, you could do it as an individual, provided that you're a Bucky. Uva Laila, you could do it at night. Uva Shabbos, you could do it on Shabbos. Uva Kroivim, you could do it with relatives. Va'afilu hayolahen p'nai me'ba'od yoyim. Even if you had time from before Shabbos, says the Holy Ran. Okay, no Ran yet, I don't think. Okay. Says the Gemara, I made. You could do it standing. By the time we learned the Brisa, Yared Ram Gamliel and Chamar Ram Gamliel got off the donkey v'nasatef, and he wrapped himself with his talis v'yashav, and he sat v'hitter loy nidroy, and he was mate the neder. So how could you say that you could do Atar Sandarm standing, but Ram Gamliel got off the donkey and he wrapped, and he sat down, and his nether was permitted, meaning he mattered the nether. So we see that you have to sit. Says Gemara, Ran Gamliel Savar, Poischem Becharata. Sorry, Ran Gamliel Savar, Ain Poischem Becharata. Ran Gamliel holds, we do not open up a nether just by regret. In other words, if you were Poischem Becharata, then it's a very simple thing. The guy says, I wish I never did this. Okay, it's not rocket science. The guy says he's bound. He wishes he wasn't bound. So, Ran Gamliel holds, Ein poischem becharata. We don't open up with regret. Me'ekar nidra b'inan. We have to uproot the nether. What does that mean, uproot it? We have to figure out some kind of reason that had the person known, he never would have made it. We need a legitimate Pesach. Okay, Bayuyune, that requires a profundity of analysis. Ahachi Yashav, that's why he sat down. But when Rava said the name of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman holds, Poischem Becharata, you could be Poisech with regret, Vafilim Uman, and therefore you could do it even standing. If you need a Pesach, yeah, then it requires Ion. If you could do Becharata, it does not require Ion. Says the Ran, Achigar Sin Rav Nachman, Savar in Poischem Becharata, El Tzach Lim Tzoy Pesach Mitoich HaNeder, Fisha Tzach Lu Yunei, Bepischa, because he has to be Ma'ayin in the opening, Yorad Menachamar V'yashav. He got off the donkey and he sat down. Rav Nachman Savar Poischem Becharata. Rav Nachman holds, you could be Poischem Becharata, Hilkach Afilu Me'umad. Fine. The Gemara continues. Amar Le Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, Chazi Mar, Hai Merabanan Da'asam Imar Rav Amar. Chazimar, did the master see? Hai mi Rabbanon, this one of the Rabbanon, the Asmi Rabbu, came from Eretz Yisrael. The Amrani said, is the Kiku le Rabbanon, the Braid Rav Huna Bar Avin? The Rabbanon made themselves available to the son of Rav Huna Bar Avin, the Sharule Nidre, and they mattered his nether. But the Amrule, they said to him, Zilgo, Uboi Rachme al Nafshach Techatas, and ask mercy for yourself because you did Navera. Even though you didn't violate the Nedar, but you did Navera. The Tani Rav Dimi, Achua, the Rav Safra, because Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra, taught, Kal HaNoider, anyone who made a Nedar, Afal Pi Shehu Mekaimoi, even if he fulfills the Nedar, Nikra Choyte is called an Avarion. Amar Rav Zid said, what's the source of this? Mikra. It says, V'chisechtal lindar lo'yia v'chachet. If you withhold yourself from making a neder, you won't be sinning. But haloi chadalta, but if you don't withhold yourself, there is a sin. So we see that making a neder, even if you kill it, is a crime. It's a crime. Says the Holy Ran, Chazi Marahut Sumer Rabbanan de Kamar. Did the master see that rabbi who said to Bimarava Amri than the West? They said, Sha'anoider Choitehu, that someone who makes a neder is a sinner. The Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned it right. So Emer le Ishtai, Kal Nedarim Shati Doiri. Listen carefully. All Nedarim that you're Menader, E Evshi Shati Doiri. I don't want them. All Nedarim that you make, I don't want you to make those nedarim. It's not lefi ritzoni. Or ein ze neder. Or let's see, says, this is not a neder. Lo yamar klum. It's meaningless. Because you never said you want to annul them. But if he says, yafa asis, you did well. You did good. Good katin. The ein kemoisech. There's no one like you. Or if he says, if had you not made another, I would have made the nether. Dvar of Kayaman, his words stand. So it seems like if you insinuate annulling, it's not valid. If you insinuate upholding, it is valid. Now, why would that be? Why would you have to articulate explicitly an annulment, but not a kiyam? Let's see the run. Tanya ha'oimer le'ishtai amar shenadra achar shenadra, after the woman made another, kol nadam shetidori, all nadam that you're manadar, yefshir shetidori, I don't want you to make another, ein ritzoini shetahinoi deras, it's not my will that you should make the nether, mikan ve'ilach, from here on, afa gav demashma mimilse, even though it's mashma from his words, demai denadra adhasha, that which she met another until now. Nichale. So again, after she made another, he says, all the nadarim that you're a menader, I don't want them. From now on. Afagav demashra mimilse demay denodra ad hasha nichale. Umakayim lhula nidre shenodra ad achshav. Filhochi loy amar klum. Sheinzu hakama. No, I don't want to learn the first pshat of the Ran. I don't know, they're recommending the first pshat. In other words, the first pshat of the Ran is both l'shaynais. We're all talking about hakama. We're talking about hakama. Meaning, if he says, I don't want from here on, but that's mashma, that what you did until now, I do want, that's not a good hakama. The reason why I don't want to learn this way is because it's not our girsa. Our girsa says we're talking about hafara. You know, our girsa has a girsa of ein zeh neder, lo yamar klum. So let's go a little further in the Ran. The I don't know, for some reason the Daf HaShavu is suggesting to learn according to the first way. I would humbly disagree with that because that's not our girsa in the Gemara. Our girsa in the Gemara is contrasting hafara to hakama. So let's see the Ran's second shot. Uman de Gorasle Mafarsh Braisa Hachi. Hoimer la ishtai bin adarm sha'avru efshi shatidori klemer efshi bahen. I don't want them inami da amrla. Ain't zanedra loyamar klum de bahafara loshen mufurish boy. By hafara you need explicit articulation. Vichi katani kol nadarm shatidori asid. Bimakoim avarhu. Vishenadarta kamar. Whatever you did in the past. Now, what's the reason the Ran says on the third line? Kayam. Since we say later on, upholding in your heart, it is a good kiyam, right? If, in other words, if you think to be mekayam aneder, it's effective. So loy gari hani lishni mekayam beliboy. A insinuation with words is no less than thinking kiyam in your heart. In other words, like this. The Gemara later on says that for hafara, you need to say it. Okay, so saying it means saying it explicitly, not insinuating. But when it comes to hakama, you could even think it. So insinuating is at the very least thinking. Okay, let's go with the second shot of the Ran, because that's our girsa. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Layoima Adam Leishte B'Shabbos. Person should not say to his wife on Shabbos, Mufar Lichi, that it's annulled for you. Bata Lichi, I'm nullifying it for you. Kedar Shamar LaBachal, like he says during the week. Ela Omer La, Tli V'Achli, take it and eat. Tli V'Shasi, take it and drink. And then the nether is just battle on its own. In other words, you shouldn't say it's annulled, you shouldn't say it's cancelled. You should say take it, eat, take it and drink, and the nether is battle on its own. Rabbi Yochanan says he has to annul it in his heart. Meaning when he has to say in his heart that he's annulling it. We just said before that annulling heart doesn't work. But let's see the Ran, how this works. Says the Ran, Tanya lo yomer adam shabashas mufar lichi batal lichi kedosh malachal. What should you do? You should say, take it and eat it, take it and drink it. And then there's batal on its own. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you need to batal in your heart. Says the Ran, the reason why it's usher to say, lav mishum gzera de heter nedarim de chacham hu. The reason is, it's not because of a gzera of heter nedarim of a chacham. What does that mean? If he says take it and eat, it's for Shabbos. You could even do she'elas chacham. The reason you should deviate is because you're able to deviate. But v'tzarch she'ivat lena b'libay. Even though you're saying take it and eat, take it and drink, you have to invato in your heart. But okay. So that's the first halacha. Basically on Shabbos, what are you doing on Shabbos? You don't say it's batal. You say take it and eat, take a drink, and you're invato in your heart. You want to say something?
It's the act of giving is being with the fact of you being rebel in your heart is just making a batal. Your heart alone is not enough. You have to also do it with an action to show that what you mean. Is that what the Ran said?
I don't know. I don't see that in the Ran.
I mean, he's giving her to eat.
So far, the Ran has not said that. I could hear such a thing. No, we didn't read that in the Ran. Look, the Ran says, since there's an alternative, you should just say Tal v'achli, tal v'shasi. But you have to be mevatel in your heart. Uvecho moitzi b'sfas. So during the week, if you made a neder, you have to enunciate it. Let's see a little further in the Gemara. Tanya b'shamay armim b'shabbos mevato b'libay. On Shabbos you mevato in your heart. B'chol moitzi b'sfasav. The Ran says b'chol moitzi b'sfasav. Im nadra b'chol tzarch lahoitzi ha'afara b'sfasav. Ubeis hilo armim echad zav mevato b'libay. Whether Shabbos or whether it's the week, you could do it in his heart. You don't have to articulate it. Let's see why. Here's where the Ran says it. Mavata believe in tzaglaytsi b'svasav. Kivan sh'amrla tli va'achli tli v'shasi. Dahach b'raisa nami a'idach kaima. It seems what the Ran is saying is what you said. That the expression of take it together with the machshava is better than just machshava.
But
by the way, I'm not seeing. The Ran doesn't say that actually. The Ran says kivan sha'amar la tli va'achli. He doesn't say that you did it. Do you see the Ran saying that the act of giving it combines with the machshava, or the saying, the articulating toil is what does it? I don't see where the Ran says that. Okay. Let's see a little further. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham Sha'amar B'Lashayn Baal. A Talmud Chacham that says it in the Lashon that the husband does it. Baal Sha'amar B'Lashayn Chacham Layamar Klum. So now we're learning there's something called Hafaras Nadarim and something called Hataras Nadarim. Hataras Nadarim is what a Chacham does. Hafaras Nadarim is what a husband does. And they work differently. The husband cancels it Mikanul Haba. The Chacham is Oikar at Meikara. And therefore they have to articulate it a bit differently. Let's see the Ran. Am Rabbi Yochanan Chacham Sham Bal Sham Bal, Dehainu Mufarlach. He cancels it. Ubal Shamar Blashan Chacham Sham Mutarlach. Lashan Bal Mufurishu Bekasav, Dehainu Lashan Hafara. Blashan Chacham. It says, "Lo yachel devar." Don't profane his word. Klemer lo yachter of chulin. V'darshina aval achirim moichlin lo. Others could make your words profane. Sha'osin oisei chulin uvechulin mutter shayach lemeimberu. Chulin it's shayach loshen of mutter. So, the Tanya we learned in a brayso zeh hadavar. Hachacham matir, vein abal matir. Sheyachal, the chacham is matir and not the husband. Sheyachal, I would have thought as follows. Uma chacham she'ein mefer matir, a chacham who can't annul matir, he could uproot. Bal shemefer, a husband that could not in a din shematir, suddenly he should be able to be matir. What's this kavachomer? I would have thought a chacham who can't annul, he could permit a husband who can annul. Certainly, he should be able to permit. Now the question—it's a little bit. It's like a chozer chalila. How do you know a chacham can't be mefer? But it seems like the starting point is a chacham can't be mefer, but he could be mater. So a baal who could be mefer, certainly he should be able to be mater. Tamad loimer zehadavar chacham matir. Ve'ina bal matir, the chacham is matir, and not the husband. Okay, that's what we got tonight. That was Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. In the Iyun Shah, I want to talk about halacha l'maisa hataras nadarim. You know, whether, what's required. Could you have relatives? Could you, you know, how, what are the guidelines of hataras nadarim, right? Because the Gemara seems to say you could do it at night. You could do it standing. You could do it with relatives. You could do it even if you had time before. Lamaisa, right? That's the question. Okay, friends. It's been great.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Good night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.